Our next case this evening is 12,094. Nancy Kelly is seeking variances from the side and rear yard setbacks under section 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Pine Place, approximately 280 feet from the intersection of Bird Haven Street and Pine Place. The 911 address is 31272 Pine Place, Millville. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 8, Parcel 98. We received zero letters in support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. And specifically, the applicant is seeking a variance of 1.7 feet from the side yard setback in order to allow an existing dwelling and deck to remain in their location, and a variance of 9.4 feet from the rear yard setback to allow an existing shed deck to remain in its location.
Hi, good evening. Thank you, board members. I'm Chad Meredith of Hudson Jones, Jaywork & Fisher in Rehoboth Beach, representing your applicant, Nancy Kelly, who is also here with me. And I don't know if you prefer Mr. Sharp to have her sworn in now or just when I call her up.
We'll take care of it now. Come on up, ma'am. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Nancy Kelly, 21335 North Acorn Way.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
And I have an additional exhibit I'd like to enter, and I'll just have you guys pass it around. And as that picture's, the copies of that are getting passed around, I guess I'll check. Does everybody have a copy of the survey that was attached to the application?
Yeah,
okay.
Yep.
So there should just be two exhibits I'll be referencing through the presentation. One is the picture, which was just taken today. It's of this platform that is built behind the shed. And the other exhibit will be the survey that was attached to the application. So again, this is basically a two-fold variance application which has been submitted for Nancy Kelly. Ms. Kelly purchased this property in October of 2017. These problems turned up, I guess, as a result of surveys that were ordered for her purchase, and she just informed me tonight she just saw this survey only a few days prior to settlement and had some personal things going on. So she may be a little nervous tonight, but hopefully we'll be fine getting through this. So the home is pretty old, and its original configuration is not out as it is now. There's a attached garage, which is obviously at the end of that concrete driveway off to the left-hand side. That attached garage was added in 1997 pursuant to a permit. The application reference number on that is 25093-2. The online permits and inspections page for the county gives a status of completed, so I imagine a certificate of occupancy was issued. We did pay an application fee for this variance request because we did not see any permits for the deck platform that's built on the shed. So again, with that CO being issued, you know, I guess the feeling was in 1997 that this was built pursuant to code. However, Mrs. Kelly's purchase in October and this survey shows the attached garage is being located just 8.3 feet from the side lot line, necessitating the first request, which is the variance of 1.7 feet from side yard setbacks. The deck, as you can see in the back, that's also 8.3 feet from the side lot line. However, a deck, that deck is level with the first floor of the home, and so it would be allowed, it is an allowable encroachment since that encroachment is less than 5 feet. The building permit in 1997 was submitted under the name of Peter Strange. He's a predecessor in title, so Mrs. Kelly did not create this hardship. I would also assume, but I'm not sure, since there's no permit for the platform on the shed, Mr. Strange probably had the deck slash platform built onto the shed as well. Again, not Mrs. Kelly. All the improvements were as they are when she purchased in October. So the second part is this platform that's built off of the shed in the rear yard. The shed, as you can see, meets the setback requirements. However, the platform is located just 0.6 feet from the rear lot line. MR zoning requires 10-foot rear yard setbacks. And a platform may extend into rear yard setbacks up to 5 feet pursuant to section 115-183. I'm not sure, and maybe Mr. Sharp has an understanding as to whether that code section applies only to platforms which are attached to a dwelling or whether they would apply as well to a shed. So the application seeks a variance of 9.4 feet in order to allow the platform to remain in its location. But if section 115-183 applies, this number would be reduced to 4.4 feet. Again, as with the dwelling, the applicant didn't cause the platform to be constructed and therefore didn't create the issue raising this application. If you look at the picture of the platform, you can see it's very close to at grade. Mr. Strange passed away. The sale, the deed was actually signed by an executor, so Mr. Strange unfortunately wasn't around for questions. But just in looking at it, the belief there is a fireplace in the home. The belief is that this was just a platform to store firewood for the fireplace in the house and to keep it off the ground, keep it dry. If you look at that picture, there is a fenced-in, not quite adjoining property, but a neighboring property that's fenced in. That fence isn't built on the line, and so you wonder if Mr. Strange put this platform in thinking that he had the room necessary because that fence looks to be, there's about 5 to 10 feet between the edge of the platform and where that fence is. And then at the cameras, from where the camera is standing off to the left, that's all wooded, that's undeveloped lot. It's just forested lots, two lots there. So turning to the standards for relief, as you know, variance requests cannot be granted unless the applicant can show one, uniqueness. The property has unique circumstances and conditions. First of all, the property backs up to undeveloped wooded lots. The dwelling and its attached garage were built pursuant to permits. And the 97 garage addition has a completed status. However, a more recent survey obviously revealed the side yard problem. Again, I think that fence being built off of the actual lot lines also shows a little uniqueness in giving the naked eye the belief that the lot is actually deeper than it is. There's an exceptional practical difficulty and undue hardship due to this condition. There'd be great cost specifically with removing that portion of the attached garage that is over the lot line. So there'd be a great cost needed to remove the encroaching portion of the home in order to comply with the side yard setbacks with little to no benefit to neighboring properties. To the naked eye, 1.7 feet, I don't think really stands out as you're just driving by this property. The platform that's at the shed isn't even visible from the road. So similarly, there's no real benefit to neighboring properties in removing the platform behind the shed since it's hardly noticeable. Two, possibility of development. The property is already developed and the variance is necessary in order to enable reasonable use of the property. Otherwise, the garage addition and the shed platform would have to be removed. The difficulty, as I said, hasn't been created by the applicant. The effects on the surroundings, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, this garage was done in 1997. And the platform is hardly noticeable. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property. Again, surrounding properties could all be developed appropriately. Nothing encroaches on any other properties. And the variance will not be detrimental to public welfare. To the applicant's knowledge, they've had no complaints from any neighbors, received no notices of violations for these improvements. No letters have been submitted in opposition to this either. And again, these encroachments are not noticeable from the street or to the naked eye. And lastly, the extent of this variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation at issue. The request of 1.7 feet is all that's needed to cure the encroaching portions of the dwelling and deck into the side yard. And the request of 9.4 feet potentially reduce the 4.4 if section 115-183 applied is all that's needed to cure the platform encroachment in the rear yard. And the variance is necessary to afford relief in order to allow the dwelling garage and the shed platform to remain in their current locations. I guess at this time, I'd like to call Ms. Kelly forward. And just for the record, could you please state your name?
Nancy Kelly.
And Ms. Kelly, are you the current owner of this property?
Yes, I am.
And were you listening to the facts and circumstances I just described?
Yes, I was.
To the best of your knowledge, was everything I said true and correct?
Yes.
And would you adopt everything I said as your own testimony?
Yes, I would.
And that's all I have for you, board members.
Wait. Let's see. Mr. Commissioner,
you have any questions?
Mr. Board, questions? Ms. McGee?
Not right now.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Yes. In your photograph, giving other references, it would appear by the corner post, by the posts that are in there and the two befores mounted on the wall, that the platform would consist of perhaps 2x4s for joist and 5/4 board by decking, which would give you 4.5 inches. Would that, do you know the actual height of that deck?
I don't. Would you
agree?
Guessing that was maybe a 2x6.
Okay, it could possibly be, and that's why I asked. And it's hard to judge from a photograph. Mrs. Walls, correct me if I'm wrong, but a property is allowed to be entirely covered by a decking platform type of material 6 inches or less, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So
I actually considered leaving it out of the application, but since we're here, we're here.
Okay.
I guess I should have measured it. It didn't seem to me that that board was at grade. I was guessing 2x6, but it did seem to be impressed into the ground a little
bit.
I
got you. Okay. And that's why I asked, because you really can't tell. So that's why I was curious if you did measure. All right. No other questions?
Okay. Mr. Trump?
Is there a well or septic on the property?
A well.
Ma'am, do you want to come back up, please, to the...
Sorry.
Thank you.
I believe there's a well.
No septic?
No.
Do you know if there's ever been a septic on that property?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I know they've got city sewer now.
Now would suggest that there probably was something other than city sewer before.
Possibly.
Okay.
I have no further questions.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. I think that obviously it wasn't created by the applicant. And since they already exist, it would be costly to develop it in strict conformity without hardship and costs involved. I think that I don't believe it's altered the essential character of the neighborhood, or we probably would have heard some opposition. I think that their request is a minimum to afford relief, and so I'd make a motion that we approve case number 12,094.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,094. All those in favor of that motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,094 is approved.
Thank you.